And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Angie Bowers is the Sitka Sound Science Center Aquaculture Director, and she is teaching a salmon culture lab coming up later this month. Welcome to Morning Edition, Angie.
Thanks, Melissa. Good morning.
Well, the Salmon Culture Lab is a class offered through UAS's Fish Tech program, and you're the instructor. It's happening October 26th through 28th at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Can you tell us a little bit about this course?
So this course is part of the Fish Tech program at UAS, and that course is mostly online. So students get iPads, and they do most of the courses from home, and so this is the hands-on component. But it's also good for people that are just interested in the program or fisheries or hatchery work. They're also able to sign up and just see what it's like.
So what does Salmon Culture Lab mean? What will people be doing?
So they're going to get to do, we're going to do a little bit of everything. We're going to visit three different hatcheries. So on the first day, we're going to spend quite a bit of time there at the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery. We're going to be able to spawn some coho. And they're going to see what an egg take is like. We're going to do some kidney sampling, looking for some bacterial infections in the broodstock. And we're also going to see how to take otoliths. We're going to get to visit the otolith lab at Ensera. And then the next day, the whole day will be spent at Medvigi Hatchery doing various fish culture activities there, maybe seeding incubators, seeing what saltwater fish culture is like, freshwater fish culture. We're going to try to get some fish pathology in there, so how to look for bacterial infections. And let's see what else. We're going to visit a local processor. We're going to get to see SBC. We're going to talk with local fishermen. So we're going to cover all of it, see what fish hatcheries are like and what the Fish Tech program is all about.
So now why visit the different hatcheries? What's different about them that you want students to see?
So the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery is a research and education-based hatchery. It's small. So it's a good place to see what, you know, hatchery work is all about. But in order to really get the full experience of what hatchery is like, you want to go to a big production facility, because most of the jobs that people would get in this line of work would be like that, where they're raising, you know, 80 to 100 million salmon versus our 6 million. So you get to see, you know, what it's really like and experience it.
It sounds like it must be pretty fast-paced out at Medvigi.
It is, yeah. I worked there for 7 years, and it's a great place. It's beautiful out there, and it's really fun.
So there are lots of different, well, some different possibilities for someone who would like to do salmon culture as a profession, it sounds like. Many of the jobs would be at big production facilities like Medvigi, but, you know, there might be some other options like what you're doing over at Sheldon Jackson Hatchery.
Yeah, and then also all throughout the Pacific Northwest, there are smaller hatcheries down south. There are also, the Fish Tech program isn't just for fish hatchery work. That's what this is focused on, but you can also go into jobs with fish and game or education. There's a lot of possibilities.
So let's talk about what you're hoping students will take away from this. What are some of the outcomes?
So I guess you have a much better knowledge of salmon culture techniques in enhancement facilities, and you get to see on-site work. And then people also have the ability to just ask a lot of questions of people that work in hatcheries, because they're going to be working with a lot of different people, and then fishermen and processors. And so, yeah, it's a lot of opportunity just to see what it's like and ask questions. And so, I mean, even if you've never thought about it before, but this sounds interesting, you can sign up and just come see if it's something that might interest you.
Now, because the Fish Tech program over at UAS is mostly remote, you can do it from wherever you may be. I expect some folks might come in for this hands-on from out of town. Is there housing available for them?
There is housing available on the Sitka Fine Arts campus. And I think, I want to say it's $30 a night for a shared room, but you can actually call me at the Science Center if you have any questions on that, and we can get a definite price. And my number there is 907-747-8878. And then to register through UAS, you can call 907-747-7700.
So let's talk a little bit about you. You chose to do hatchery work as a profession. What drew you to that?
Actually, I got a general biology degree, and then I saw a job posting for just a one-season position, temporary, seasonal, at Hidden Falls Hatchery. So that's on the eastern side of Baranoff Island. And I absolutely fell in love with this area and with the work and the people that are drawn to this kind of work. And so I've been doing it ever since. So I was with ENSRA for almost 10 years, and now I'm at the Science Center at the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery.
So what has the transition been like for you from this high production facility over at Medici to an education-focused hatchery?
There are definitely aspects of the production facility that I miss, but I also really love sharing this with students and, you know, visitors to the Science Center. So it's fun to educate people on what it's like, and then I still get to do the work just on a little smaller scale.
And you have a class that comes over once a week from Pacific High, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Actually, this morning they'll be there at about 10:30, and so they come in once a week, and they're getting a little feel for what hatchery work is like. It's been really fun.
So what are they doing today?
Today we're going to kind of delve into fish pathology. So we do have, unfortunately, a few sick fish, and so we're going to do some autopsies, and we're going to make some Gram stains and strike some plates so that next week they can see what bacteria is growing up there and maybe just do a little detective work and figure out what's going on.
You know, when you were talking about what the students in the Salmon Culture Lab are going to be covering, and gosh, it sounded like a lot, I was really amazed by the breadth of knowledge involved in hatchery work. So it's not just raising fish. You were talking about otoliths. You were talking about culturing to determine what pathogens are present. There's a lot going on at a hatchery.
There is a lot. And a lot of people think, too, that it's just seasonal, that we raise these fish, we let them go, and then we have a lot of downtime. But there's actually never any downtime because of the life cycle of the salmon. When you have coho and chinook, you're rearing them all the time. And there's always lots of incubation work. And yeah, and every day you have a plan for what you're going to go do at a hatchery, and usually something else comes up.
So you have to be flexible.
Yeah.
Can we talk briefly about otoliths?
Sure. So that's going to be something that's covered in the lab. There's going to be otoliths and also coated wire tagging. And these are just methods of evaluation. They're ways to track where how your fish are doing, where they're going, who's catching them, and marine survival, you can tell by this. And so in the state of Alaska, almost 100% of fish are otolith marked, and you do that thermally. So you warm up water, usually recirculate it, and then when you decrease the temperature of the water at least 3 degrees Celsius, it leaves a ring on their ear bone. And so it's sort of like rings on a tree. And so all hatcheries, every stock of fish every year has a new scheduled mark, and so they all look different. And so somebody wanted to pull that otolith mark, sand it down, and read it, they could tell where it's from, how old it is, if it's a hatchery fish.
Wow, that sounds really amazing.
It is, yeah. And then also for coated wire tagging, we do that. Typically, that's done with coho and chinook, and a certain percent of a stock will be coated wire tagged, and that's actually a tag that's inserted into its head, and its adipose fin is clipped so that externally you can see that that's a hatchery fish, and then you can find that tag.
At the Science Center where you are now, it's you're not raising as many fish. It's education-focused. Are there new things you're able to do that you wouldn't have been able to do at a high-production facility that are exciting to you?
Yeah, definitely. We're going in the direction of trying to have a more integrated approach to salmon culture, and that we're going to try to have more species involved. So if you raise, for instance, if you raise seaweed or shellfish with your fish, you're cleaning up the environment. So all the extra nutrients that are going into the environment are turning into a usable product. And then also we have a great interest in figuring out how to make our own fish food, maybe through insects, using our adult carcasses. So I think there's a lot more to do than just raise salmon and put them in the ocean. I think there's a lot of great things that can be done.
So again, if someone's listening to this and their interest is sparked, how can they find out more about the Salmon Culture Lab and how can they enroll?
So they can register by calling UAS at 747-7700. Or if they just have some questions and want to chat more about it, they can call me at the Science Center. Again, my name is Angie and my number is 747-8878.
So the Salmon Culture Lab is coming up October 26th through 28th. It's 3 full days of exploring hatcheries. Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Angie.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Angie Bowers, Aquaculture Director at the Sitka Sound Science Center.